Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center's operational floor. This is the 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 noon update for Central on Tropical Storm Barry. Let's look at the latest information here. We've started off with the satellite over and over because it's interesting to look at. You know, people looking at the satellite, you're going to see several different swirls coming through here, but the real center is probably located right underneath this big shield of convection. So we've been talking about this over and over. When you look at this, it doesn't really look like your typical storm that we would expect with that center and the circles and the concentric look to it. But here's the takeaway. All this is moving northward. That we're sure. All this moisture moving towards Louisiana, going to produce a lot of rainfall, a lot of the impacts, and we're looking at storm surge as well. So remember, even if it doesn't look like you would expect it to, still going to be some big impacts over the next couple days. Our latest forecast, as we've been forecasting this storm, despite not the best environment, it's still getting some strength. The pressure is lowering, and we're seeing the winds pick up a little bit. And the latest information we have, the winds at 65 miles an hour and moving still slow, moving northwest at about 5 miles an hour. And that's why you see these forecast points so close together. There's just not a lot of movement to the storm, and that becomes a problem. The slow is our nemesis. You get more rain, more storm surge. Things really get piled up on us. And remember, just like this area right here in yellow points to, that is the tropical storm force winds well outside the cone. And we're going to see a lot of rainfall along and to the east of the track over the next couple days. So remember that. You don't have to be necessarily in that cone to see these big impacts. And moving on, here's one of the big impacts that we've been talking about. It's definitely going to be the rainfall. And the slow movement really compounds the issues associated with this rainfall. And not just around the center, but pretty far away as we see. So some of these areas around southeast Louisiana could see values 15 to 20 inches of rain, maybe some values more than 20 inches of rain, maybe up to 25. So some really heavy rain. Real problems associated with this, but not only just on the coast. Look throughout Mississippi here with 6 to 10 inches of rain. Wherever you start seeing these rain bands set up, when you have a movement due north like we are expecting, these rain bands start to set up. And even though the individual storms are moving fast, you can start seeing these rain bands not moving. You get a lot of rainfall and a lot of problems is 50 miles, 100 miles, 150 miles away. So even if you're in Alabama watching, you can still have some of these issues associated with this storm. Storm surge is one of the big factors that we talk about, and we've changed some of the warnings associated with it. We're already we're seeing some of the values around Shell Beach, some of the Grand Isle. You're starting to see some of the values of the water increasing for the National Ocean Services sensors. So what happens is the water is blown in. The wind blows that water in through the Wrigley's, through Lake Bourne into Lake Pontchartrain. So now we have a storm surge warning for Lake Pontchartrain with 3 to 5 foot, mainly along the north shore, back through the western part of the lake. The Mississippi coast, the same thing. 3 to 5 feet of some of this storm surge. Gulfport, Biloxi, Harrison, Hancock County. You can see, that's a lot of storm surge right there on Highway 90. But even elsewhere in Louisiana, through Lafourche, Terrebonne, St. Bernard Parish, you're really looking at Plaquemines Parish. All these areas could get 3 to 6 foot of storm surge. So a very dangerous situation. It's so critical with these values, the rainfall, the storm surge, if the local officials tell you to leave, it's best not to be in these dangerous areas. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center's operations area.